What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real. This is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and be mature in Christ Jesus. Today we are talking about the curse of Eve and every man's duty. So this is coming from last time where I talked about why men cheat and why women want exclusivity. And it came from the desire that's in all women to possess a man, to own a man, to control a man. And so I'm going to expand on that topic today. Every woman wants to possess, control, own, and dominate, lead a man. This is in them from birth, and I'm gonna show you, you know, how it came about today, and then what men should do about it and what women should do about it. All right, so let's get into some scriptures here. This is about, you know, this is settings in the Garden of Eden. This is with the Adam and Eve, the first human beings to be created on this earth according to scripture. And he's going to read Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And then we're going to go to chapter 3 and read all the way to verse 20. From the King James, of course, once again, it says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." All right, so God gives a command to Adam. He says, there's a garden that you're in, one of the trees you should not eat from. If you eat from it, you will die. Don't eat from it. That's what he's telling him. He commanded him directly, do not eat from that tree. All right? Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. And it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, you may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." So we see here that God gives a command. Satan comes in and says, you know, what God said is a lie. You're not going to die if you eat from it. As a matter of fact, you're going to be like God. And so he went to Eve first. He didn't talk to Adam. We also know that Adam was given the command. It didn't say that God talked to Eve and told her. So it just goes to show you the protocol and how things are laid out. Even in the beginning, it was God talking directly to the man, and the man with the related instructions down to the wife. That's how it worked. Man over woman, God over man. He didn't tell Eve nothing. Adam told Eve what to do because of what God said. And we'll continue reading. Verse 7, this is after they ate the forbidden fruit. "And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." So once again, he's talking to Adam. He's the head of the house. He's the head of the family. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, that woman that y'all gave me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. So he's blaming it on her. See, this is the first thing. When sin comes into you, first thing you start doing is blaming everybody else for your sin. Adam chose to eat from this tree, even though God said not to, right? "And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me." So she turns around and blames the serpent. "And I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, and upon the belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat of all the days of thy life." And I talk more about this in my book, Pride is a Problem. It's online. It's incomplete, but it's online. You can read it. You can see me go into depth about what happened here. Verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise the head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he dishes out the curses to him, because thou have hearkened unto the voice of the wife. See, because you listen to your wife, this is what's going to happen to you. And has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, that saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground of that for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground. Out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. But I want to focus on the curse on Eve, because that's what we're talking about today. And he said, and I will put, verse 16, he said, and the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. So that's the first curse. Okay. This is what God put on Eve. He says, I'm going to make it hard for you to birth children. Okay. It's going to be painful. So that's the curse on her. And here's the second one. And it says here, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Let me show you another passage here. Genesis 4 says the same thing. It says, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. All right, so once again, this is just in context. This is talking about Cain. He was upset that his offering was not accepted. And so God is telling him to do right, because if you don't do right, I know what you're thinking. You're about to sin. Don't let sin desire you, because it wants to desire you and it wants to take over you. But he said, thou shalt rule over him, or sin in this case. So we see the same word used here. And so what this basically means is desire means in this particular case that it is about control. It's about domination. It's about ruling over you, making you do things, possessing you. And so we see here that the curse on Eve is that she will want to control her husband. In the New Living Translation, it spells it out very clearly. And it says here, and you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you. Okay. This is what every woman who is born on the earth has in her from birth. This is what her desire is. Deep down inside, this is her desire. But it says here, and he will rule over you. So it means that the man is going to know he needs to rule over his wife, and he's going to do it. So he's going to suppress that immediately, as soon as possible. As soon as he sees, you know, some talking back, anything where she's just saying, I got this, I'm going to do what I want to do, this, that, and the other, he stands up and says, no, not going to do that. He's going to rule over her. And so every man wants to dominate. Every man wants to lead. A lot of men don't, because they've been programmed not to, but it's still there. It's in them. I'm going to talk about that more later on. But so what does this scripture mean? So here's what it means here. Women desire to rule, possess, control, dominate, and even be men. All right. Women, that's how you feel. That's what's in you. Okay. This is what's wrong with marriages today in this gynocentric feminist matriarchal women worshipped culture and society. Okay. It's not just in America. It's in a lot of other places America has touched. This stuff is real, and this is what's going on. Women are off the chain, and they're ruling. Okay. So this is what it means. And we can see that in society today. This also means that there'll always be a war between men and women if men don't remain dominant. So long as a man stays dominant, his woman ain't going to run over him. But if he lets her get her way and she gets more and more room and more inches of control, she eventually will take over. And that's what we've had in this country. Initially in the early 1900s, this is the beginning of the feminist movement in this country. It had waves of feminism. It started with a woman who wanted to sit down at a slavery abolition conference. And they didn't let her sit down because she wasn't supposed to be there, her and her girls. And so she said, I need to address the conditions of women. And she starts this campaign about women's rights and what women should be doing like men should be doing, and all this kind of stuff. And I have the whole history kind of written up on another article of mine called The History of Feminism and the Origin and History of Feminism, something like that. You can check that out on my site. But men were ruling and dominating in their homes. There was no women talking back and controlling stuff and running stuff. It wasn't none of that. So men over time gave up their power inch by inch until we have a society run by women now. Okay. And this is the curse. This is the curse on Eve. Now, when I say curse, I'm talking about a bad thing. And I'm not saying that God in particular made women want to dominate their husbands as a curse. He didn't do that. He said, this is the result of you eating from that fruit. Okay, that fruit was perverted. That fruit was forbidden. That fruit was from Satan. Okay, and with Satan, when she ate that fruit, it twisted her. She's normally submissive. She normally follows her husband. But now it's the opposite. She desires him. She wants to control him, dominate, possess him, lead him, emasculate him so that she can uplift herself above him. She wants to be worshipped. What are the other things that Satan promised Eve? That you'll be like God. So that's in her as well. I want to be like God. And so today in this gynocentric country, United States of America, and other places where Eve's language is the primary language, and the Europeans have settled there and had their dealings there, you'll see the same kind of mindsets. Okay? Women worship. Okay? Men submit. Men being emasculated by women. You know, men and women fighting, warring in relationships. Okay? A lot of men just grew up being taught that they're supposed to be submissive to women, or let women lead them, or let women be their equals, partner with women. Women and men aren't on the same level. Men have grown up thinking this thing, not understanding the Bible, not understanding their role. Okay, so it's time for men to get their role back. And that's why I like what it says at the end of that curse, but he will rule over you. So this also says that women are going to always have to deal with a guy dominating them. Because if we don't dominate you, you're going to dominate us. You see? So some part of you is like, man, I wish this dude would stop telling me what to do. Well, if he don't tell you what to do, you're going to tell him what to do and dominate him and rule him. Okay? He can't have that. He's trying to follow the book. You know, and a lot of men prior to 1900s, they understood this. So they kept their women in check. You know, and some of them went too far. They would be abusive and things like that. But the bottom line is, they understood you keep your woman in a certain place. They're not equal to you. You're superior. You're the head. You're the leader. They're their helpmate. You see? And these men were just doing this out of normalcy because this is in them. And it's in a man to dominate a woman. It's in a man to lead a woman. Okay? But if you can pervert that man and teach him that a woman is equal to him, that a woman is superior to him, that a woman is his prize when he should be the prize, then we got all this foolishness that we got going on in this country today. So this idea, well, this curse here ensures that there's always going to be a war if men don't dominate. So long as men keep staying dominant in society, you won't have no wars between men and women. As soon as men start letting go of their power and giving it to women, that's when women start rising up, and that's when men start, okay, oh man, it's crazy out here. And so they start fighting women, and then women start fighting men, and it becomes this war. That's what we got going on in this country. A lot of divorces, a lot of fighting in marriages, because the woman has been given too much power. That's not her role, her position, but the desire in her has been stimulated further by Satan, and rules and laws have been given to allow her to be empowered. I don't support any kind of women empowerment whatsoever. I don't. Women ain't supposed to be empowered. They're supposed to be connected to their husbands or their fathers. Women are helpmates. They are not equals to men. Now, should they be equally loved? Yes. But as far as roles in society, no. They don't get to do the same things men do, because the scriptures don't support that. So, you know, I just want to be clear that God didn't make women like that, because it's as a curse. I'm going to make you like this, and now you're going to fight with your husband, and you're going to want to be over him, and he's going to put you down and all this kind of stuff. No. He didn't do that. This is what she got from eating that fruit. And now all the children are born like this. All girls are born up like this. And if they're not dominated from a young age and taught that her role is this and the man's role is that, then she's going to start thinking she can run that boy. And we've seen it even earlier. If you don't teach your young daughters to be submissive, and you know, they'll be trying to dominate the little boys on the field. Just little stuff like that. You know, it's like
Somebody didn't teach her correctly.
So, you know, we have all the evidence in society that this curse is in effect. If women, all women who have children give birth and it's always painful, then this other thing here about women wanting to dominate and lead, it's in all women as well. So in this country, particularly, men follow and worship women. And they spend all this money dating them. You know, the woman barely puts up the check. They chase after women. They pursue women as if they're gods after their own heart when they should, you know, those women should be chasing the men. In some cases, they should be pursuing the men. Not necessarily initially, the man is the one who picks a woman, but after that, the woman should be really pursuing the man after that, because she's showing her devotion and love for him rather than the man devoting his love and time to a woman. It's backwards, man. It's backwards. Men are putting all their energy and time into their help when she's supposed to be focusing on you, not you on her, man. It's not to say that you don't take care of her needs, but this is crazy. This country is bizarro. The more I study the scriptures, the more bizarro like world I live in. You know, the more I look at this world like I'm in the Matrix. You know, like I woke up out the Matrix. I'm Neo and I'm looking at the Matrix and it's like, oh my God, what is going on here? And I see a lot of behaviors in myself, like, man, that was not masculine. That was, that's not right. And I have to correct myself. And I'm like, man, I've been really programmed. And a lot of men have been programmed to believe that women are a certain way, that we supposedly, you know, they're equal, and this is a partnership and marriage and all this kind of stuff. So I've been making changes since I got married regarding the word of God in these areas, because I want to please the Lord. And I know it's hard for women to hear this, but if you want to please God, you need to start submitting to your husband. You need to stop trying to take the wheel in society in regards to men. When you see a man, respect him. Don't try to emasculate him. Don't join in with other women who want to dominate some other guy or talk down about men and all this stuff. Don't get into that, because you're sinning against God by doing that. That's not your place. When you disrespect men, you're disrespecting God. What I mean by disrespect is to put them down as if they're lower than you. The man is higher than the woman. He's not equal to you, and he's not below you. He's above you. He's the head. That's why the man is called the head. And then the head of the man is Christ. OK, so there is not some there's no equality between men and women. OK. Should they be equally loved and taken care of? Yes. We're not trying to take away certain basic human needs from women and stuff and give them men because men are better or something like that. No, men have a certain role. Women have a certain role. OK, but they're not equal. They're not the same. So we got to support that and respect that, you know, and quit trying to letting society tell us how men and women should be. In this country, we see that men are women are considered equal, husband and wives partner in marriage when it shouldn't be that way. Men are just not ruling their wives in their homes. Some will say they're the head of their home, but they're always checking with their wife to see if she approve of it or not. What is that? Are you the head or not? And why are you always trying to get her approval? If you're trying to get your wife's approval or your girlfriend's approval or women in general in your friendship or your circle approval, then you got something wrong with you, man. Like I said, you're not ruling. You're not being a patriarch. You're not being a head. You're not being a man. Masculinity is about leadership. He ain't about getting approval from women. Some guys, they make money. The whole sole purpose of making money, buying a fancy car, looking good to going into the is to attract women and to get women to approve of them. Well, now I got all this money and this, that, and the other. Now the women want me now. Now they approve of me. So your whole life is about the approval from women. Look, man, you can do that for yourself. Go to the gym for yourself. Make money for yourself. Build a business for yourself. But don't do it for them. Yeah, you're going to attract them with all of that, but don't make it about getting approval from women. You get approval from God. You approve of yourself. You don't need their approval. See, when you want approval from women, you're basically stating that they are higher than you and you need to get something from them. They are higher than you. And we've been taught in this gynocentric, matriarchal, woman-led, feminist environment that women are more important than us, they're superior than us, and that we should get approval from them. Okay? This is backwards. All right, it's backwards, y'all. So I like the last part, though. In that verse, it says, but he will rule over you, women. All right? He will rule over you. So now we're talking to the men. So what is ruling? What is ruling? Well, I put up the old King James Dictionary. This is 1800s, these definitions here. And I want to read some of them to you, what rule means. And it comes from the Latin word rugula. It's a noun from rego, to govern, that is to stretch, strain, or make straight. That's what rule means, okay? One of the definitions. So I see the word here is to make straight. So here I see a woman who already comes into the environment crooked. What is that man supposed to do? If he's ruling her, to make her straight. She got things that she's trying to do that's a contrary to him, change that up. Oh, no. Lady, this is how we're going to do things in my house. Okay, this is how we do things over here. Okay, she has to adapt to the man. She has to change for the man. Okay, a lot of women don't like doing that. I've heard women divorce their husband and say, you know what, it just felt like it was all him. I felt like I was losing myself. The thing about what she's saying is that's true. You're supposed to lose yourself. You're not on this earth to be an independent individual. You're on this earth to become a part of that man. You're joining with him. That's what marriage is about. His ideas and his desires, his likes and dislikes are becoming your likes and dislikes. It's about him. It's not about you. See, look, women don't understand this because they've been taught it's about them. And the man's supposed to make everything about them. And like I said, us men, we've grown up making everything about their wives, everything about their girlfriends, making their life primarily focused on that woman, what her needs and desires and likes are. It ain't about her. And unfortunately, women, they get their input from society. They get the input. It's not, they don't have a lot of original ideas. It's just coming from what they were taught by other people and surrounding environment. And usually, if it's not under a man, she's getting it from Satan. So if you listen to a woman, if you follow a woman, men, husbands, you're going to be led astray. Don't do it. Okay, you are the leader. You get your instructions and your approval from God. Don't listen to your wife, okay? And if she's hard-headed and don't want to go your way, then you got to let her go and get a woman that will submit. But we see here that you have to make her submit. You have to rule. You have to make her straight. So that means correcting bad behavior. That means telling her the law of the land. In this house, this is how it's going to be. Giving punishments and rewards. Let me keep going here. Number one, it says government. Rule is government, it's sway, it's empire, it's control, it's supreme command or authority. Okay? Men, that's what you bring. That's what you're about in your household. Over women. That's what you bring over women. Okay? Supreme command or authority. You control. Number two, it says that which is established as a principle, standard, or directory, that by which anything is to be adjusted or regulated, or to which is to be conformed. Sorry, so the woman has to conform to you, not you to her. Never let a woman change you. Never let a woman change you. You need to do this for me. You need to do this for me. You need to change. I don't like how you look like this. I don't like you. Don't change for no woman, man. She has to conform to you. She was created for you. She's your helpmate. That which is settled by authority or a custom for guidance and direction. Give her direction and guidance. Give her some direction, give her guidance. This is all part of ruling, all right? Number three, to govern, to control the will and actions of others, either by arbitrary power and authority or by established laws. So women must be made straight because of her nature. She's going to come crooked. She must be molded to fit you. So when you're courting a woman, when you're dating a woman, you're looking to see if she fits some of the things that you're trying to do, okay? And if she's able to be molded, because women need to be molded. They're just not going to come and say, I'll do whatever you say, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's things that she has a desire in her. She has things in her that go the opposite way. So you have to make sure she's moldable, and you have to continue to mold her to fit what you're doing. If she's not willing to do that, that's not a good wife. So don't marry her. Simple as that, right? And if we, you know, a lot of men need to know this up front, but a lot of men didn't. They married women that had their own desires and will, and very strong will, by the way. And they end up compromising and living a life that's mediocre,
because they don't know better. And so hopefully with the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, you're able to get control of your household and begin to lay down the law and change some things. It's going to be very difficult in some cases, but you need to please God. You want to regain rulership of your home, full rulership. Okay. There is no partnership in marriage. And this is, and also another relationship in your life, you know, you don't let your family members, female family members rule you either. You don't let women dominate you and treat you like you're less than or below them. Women in society should be subservient to men. It doesn't mean that they submit to them wholeheartedly, you know, strange men and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is there is a hierarchy and women ought to be following that. So now that I've said that, I want to be clear about this. Virtuous and prudent women are not born. They are made. They're crafted. So this idea that I'm going to go find a virtuous woman. Well, if you do find a virtuous woman, if you do find a prudent woman, that's because somebody crafted her. This is the four ways that a woman can become a virtuous, prudent woman. This is a wife type woman. This is a good wife that you will find. She got that way because her parents made her that way. All right. Godly parenting, who raised up that girl to be a good wife, a submissive woman, to take orders, to enjoy doing things for her husband and to help him. Unfortunately, in America, there's not too many women like that because parents are not, you know, trained to even do that type of thing. They don't know no better. Right. The second way a woman can be a godly woman is she's allowed her husband to mold her. If she says, okay, I'm going to submit to God and let God work through my husband to mold me into what I need to be, then she can become a virtuous, prudent woman and be a joy to her husband. Another way a woman can become a virtuous and prudent woman and be crafted that way is through the leadership and teachings of a godly older woman. The Bible says that the older women in the church ought to teach the younger women how to be good wives, how to love their husbands and take care of their children. So a single woman, if she has no parents that are godly, if she doesn't have a husband yet, she can listen to a godly woman who's been married for a while, who has been submissive, who has been successful. And that woman has been molded by her husband and become a good success to where she can actually teach the younger women how to be right. And then the fourth way is, okay, say for instance, a young girl is not in a place where she has access to a godly woman that she can talk to, or some patriarchal husbands, or she didn't have good parents that taught her how to be a godly woman. Well, she has to be determined to be one in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can teach her to be a godly woman, give her concepts. It's not just about information, because a woman can say, oh, I just read the Bible, it says wives to be submissive. Okay, I got it. It don't work that way. You're going to need power, and God will use, you know, maybe other men in your life to teach you how to be submissive, you know, and what that looks like. And if you even have access to other men, you don't have to necessarily submit to them in the sense that you being a wife to them or anything like that. But you can learn how to be submissive by dealing with other men, and the Holy Spirit will teach you how to do that. Okay, so when you interact with other men, you'll find that he'll alter how you interact with them, despite what the culture teaches you. Because the culture teaches women to be equal to men. Put your head up. And in some cases, you can emasculate a man and everything is fine. Nobody cares. But as soon as he tells you to do something or knocks you down a notch, then all the women are offended. And that guy's a bad person, but it's okay for that woman to. So don't join in with stuff like that. Don't join in berating men or disrespecting men or emasculating men. If you're with a man, let him speak. Don't cut him off when he's talking. Don't try to talk over him. Don't argue with him. Treat men like you treat your boss. If you have a boss, you know, if he lays the law down, that's what you're going to do. He ain't going to argue and fight with him. That's how it is when a woman is married to a godly patriarchal man. That man has a final say. You're going to do what he say. That's it. Now, if he asks you what your opinion is, what you would like to share something, then that's when you can go. But you have to be submissive. You got to be humble. And that's where the Spirit of God works in women to be godly wives and godly women in general. Humility is a key part of this. Okay. You can't be proud. You can't be full of yourself. Can't think you a God. You can't walk around with this ego. I know better. I'm the best. I'm good. I'm better than him. I'm, you know, men and women are equal. We're you know, no. And we have to heal as well. Women need to heal from past abuse from men in particular, because it doesn't mean just because a man abused you doesn't mean that patriarchy is bad because a man abused you. That man abused you. There's some godly men that will not abuse you. So and the enemy loves to use abuse from men as a excuse for women not to submit to men. Because if you do, girl, he's stronger than you. He's going to just beat you down and keep you down. And, you know, you're just going to feel like you ain't nothing. No, that's not the case. Now, I will say this. Some women feel that submission feels like they're humiliated in some cases. And they feel like I just feel like I'm terrible. I'm at the below. Well, you need to get used to that feeling and get past that. Your pride is making you feel that way. You're so lifted up. You're so equal to him. And now you're not. You know, women feel like men hanging out with other men. If another man disrespects another man or puts him down, so he's going to get offended because he feels like I'm equal to you. You don't be talking to me like that. But for a woman, it's different. A woman is subordinate to a man. Once again, the man dominates. He leads. Now, what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that a woman should be physically or mentally, psychologically, spiritually abused. Any man doing that will answer to God and he will be thrown into the lake of fire if he continues to practice that behavior against his wife. There are simple solutions for dealing with a woman who is not being submissive, or for teaching the wife or guiding the wife or commanding the wife or ruling the wife. They're simple things. You just tell them what to do and give them punishments and rewards. That's it. They don't want to go along with that. You give her up to God. Just pray about it, you know, and let it be. And he will either remove that woman from your life and replace it with another one. As simple as that. You don't need to go through all this energy to try to make a woman do something. And I'm telling you this as a precursor to you guys, because I know some of y'all are going to start to try to regain control of your house and run into a whole bunch of stuff and think you got to fight with your wife physically. You got to argue with your wife. You know, no. Let that conversation be short. Don't go back and forth with her. Let your law be laid and walk off. End that. This is the duty of man to rule, not to be dominated by his wife or women in general in society. Okay, and this applies to that too. You know, some of you guys need to get away from these female bosses and just women in general that's just dominating, because it's not helping you as a man grow. It's emasculating you. Every time they do it, it's emasculating your soul. Okay, and it's not helpful to you to be in that environment. So you got to learn to, maybe you need to not deal with certain women in general, because that's what they're there to do, to emasculate you.
Another one, read another definition, because dominion is also connected to rulership. And the definition for that is power to direct, control, use, and dispose of at pleasure, right of possession and use without being accountable. Well, so once again, we know that women are a possession of men. Women hate that. I know you hate it. Because you're thinking like a man, like, I don't want to be no, I'm not no possession. I'm as equal as a man. I'm my own person. Ain't nobody controlling me. I'm not owned by nobody. I'm not no slave. I'm not no maid. That's not what the scriptures say. Okay? And so the enemy has lied to women and lied to men and told them that their roles are reversed. Or at best, they're equal, when that's not true either. Okay, but I want to zone in on this definition here. It says that dominion means the right of possession and the use without being accountable.
So a lot of men are accountable to their wives. The woman is checking up on them all the time. She's doing accountability, checking his phone, on his social media accounts. She's checking his stuff, telling him where you been at. He has to answer. Okay, man, if you're doing that, you're accountable to your wife. A man who is dominant is not accountable. He don't answer to his wife. It's not to say that you can go anywhere you want and not tell your wife where you're at. Say, for instance, you leave and you go somewhere. You need to tell her, hey, I'm going here. This is where I'll be. Because a woman needs to know where her head is. She can't be like, I don't know where my husband at. I can't get in contact with him if it's an emergency. I don't know. Like, that's not the way men ought to be. And I've heard men doing that. They just leave the house for whatever reason. Don't tell their wife where they're going. What if something happens? He never comes back. She should know, okay, to start looking for my husband. He was last seen in this area, or he last told me he was going to be here. So there has to be some level of information being sent to your wives about things like this. Don't just be, you know, a ghost every now and then, you know, with your wife in particular. That's your wife. Now, you know, other women in general, that's not, you know, you have no need to give them anything. So therefore, men and women are not equal. Okay. If men are dominating women, they ain't equal. Once again, if you read in scripture in the past, women are property to be molded for the use of their husbands. So men, we have to mold our wives. We have to mold our girlfriends who we are courting to be wives. We have to make sure that they are showing themselves to be moldable. They don't want to mold. They don't want to fit into what we're doing. Then they can't be wives. It's as simple as that. I know this sounds male chauvinistic. I can hear women just screaming like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Look, this is what the Bible teaches. It teaches dominion over women. Okay? Women are not on the same level as men. Okay? This is what the Bible teaches. Just because you feel like you should be the leader, just because you want to be the leader, doesn't make it right. Okay? What you're feeling is coming from the curse of Eve. It's what happened when she ate that fruit and she gave it to her husband, and he ate and she basically led him to do something against God. Okay, and she felt some kind of way about that. That corrupted her from that point on. And so men has to deal with their woman always trying to step up against them. Unless the society teaches in general to be dominant over women. Right? And unfortunately, women are going to have to feel that pushback from their husbands because of what Eve did all long ago. Okay? So male chauvinistic. Yes, some of this is. That's it. If you bring up the definition of what male chauvinism is, yeah, some of these things that I'm saying, they come from the word. And so you want to call it chauvinistic? That's what it is. Okay? And God supports it. The Bible supports it. All right? So ultimately, it's a man's duty, if he wants to please God, to rule his wife, to not be dominated by women in general. And just avoid submitting to women in general. Like, just it's hard because a lot of women have leadership positions and they tell you to do stuff. It might be a lady cop. It may be a boss on the job. It may be a manager that you got to talk to of a particular company. You have to deal with that stuff. But try to maintain your masculinity. Don't allow these women to dominate you and to emasculate you. And specifically in your home, rule your home, man. Ladies, if you want to please God, submit to your husband. Respect men that you come across in general. Don't join in the emasculation and the domination and the mistreatment and the disrespect of men, because you're sinning against God when you do that. You're outside of your role. Even though you feel this is what I want to do, it's my desire, that's how I feel, just because you got the desire don't make it right. It's a curse. All right? It's a result of Eve wanting to be God because she believed what Satan told her. And she ate that fruit and it corrupted her. Now she has this desire to be God and to rule and dominate her husband and dominate men in general. So you have to come against that and say, I'm not going to be like Eve. Okay, I have the Spirit of God. I've been born again. I want to please God. And therefore, I'm going to submit. That doesn't mean you go around just submitting to whatever a man says, some random dude in the world. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking specifically about your husband. Because I had an email from some lady saying, you know, you want all women to submit to all men in general, just out there. You're supposed to just submit to your husband. That's what I'm saying. However, when you deal with men, you need to be respectful out here. Don't be walking around acting like you're equal to them when you're not. Now, submission has a bunch of different things in there. And I'm not saying you submit because maybe some evil man just, hey, why don't you do this for me? Come over here. Like, no. You're just some strange dude. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying submit to your husband, but respect all men and operate in a way that's subservient. Don't be walking around proud and thinking you equal to men and all this kind of stuff. Begin to walk in righteousness, okay? And for all you single ladies, if you practice this now, you're more likely to get married, because that's what God wants for his men. He wants submissive wives that will be able to be molded by them to do the will of God, okay?
So till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.